turn now to
four. Morning, everyone.
Good morning.
Yeah, today I would like to talk about explain the group, five group, namely body, feeling, mind, and perception, and consciousness. In Nepali, five khanda. Yeah, khanda is a group, five group. Group of the body, group of the feeling, in Pali Vedana, a sensation, perception, remembering, good. And mind, thought, and concept. Consciousness, yeah, it cover everything. Consciousness, yeah, the human being having the five groups, everyone, but dead body is no. Dead body is having the in the body only, no subconscious, no consciousness. No feeling, no remembering, no mind, and no everything. But we are human being for having the five group perfect for the training become a noble one. Yeah, everyone can change perfectly to become perfect five ethic group of the perfect. The body is a feel being well, it's a good. The sensation is a well, very, very good, happy. The memory is a very good. You can remember the last time, present time, and the future time. You can thinking, oh, I want to go somewhere. I want to make something. I want to plan today. The mind, memory. Oh, I like get to shopping to the mall over there. I know. Route 7. Remembering. And subconscious. Subconscious is no from the bottom. Bottom is background. My background is from I was born in Thailand. I was born for in the jungle, in the forest, in the village, small village, yeah. Yeah, grow up for the experience, happiness and unhappiness, unhappy, suffering. And learn something from the culture in allow the human being for go to school, go to the sample, go to the somewhere, make something for good, for better life, for happiness. Yeah. But it's a book, it's a The main idea is a book. I like it for the explain for five group. The aggregate.
Aggregates, yeah, aggregates. Five aggregates.
Five aggregates. For explain something, but that's a little more. You can read the book, John. Rupa, nama, vedana, sanya, sankhan, vinyan. Yeah. For explain some.
All right.
Some meaning.
I'll read a little bit from the book because I don't have a complete understanding of this, and my memory is not so great.
That's okay.
And this fellow explains it much better than I could. Buddhism understands the human being not in terms of a soul or a self, but in terms of the five aggregates. There is no person that remains the same as time goes by, but rather there's only an ever-changing process made up of the aggregates for the mental and material parts of experience. There is an ever-changing process, for example, of colors and sounds and some other sense objects together with the mental activities that take place. For example, acts of perception, of feeling, and of volition. The aggregates continually combine again in new ways in a life process. One step of the process leads to the next step, and so on. When I first came here and was introduced to the idea of no self, not self, the idea no self kind of confused me because I thought, oh, this is myself, I know who I am. But then it was explained that we're composed of these five aggregates or khandhas that are ever changing. So if you're honest about yourself, you realize that you're constantly changing, and you have to understand yourself and be able to change yourself for the better. My understanding was that you have to know that everything about you is changing, and these five aggregates have to do with the body, or rupa as it's known in the Pali language, all your sense organs, your facilities, understanding your body. And then there is feelings called vedanya in Pali. When you ask somebody, how are you feeling today? Do you feel happy? Are you, does your body hurt? How are your feelings? And the third aggregate is perception. What is it that you see and notice? Sounds, visual objects, what is your body impressions of? The fourth aggregate is mental formations. And as it says, the Pali expression is sankhara, for mental formations. What are you concentrating on? What are you placing your intentions on? And the fifth aggregate, vijnana, it's the five senses, what we see, what we hear, what we taste, what we smell, what we touch, and in Buddhism there's usually a sixth sense of consciousness, which is awareness and mind consciousness. What I initially got out of learning about these five khandhas or aggregates is that everything is constantly changing in oneself and in the world and in everybody else, and there's nothing because everything's changing, there's nothing you could hang on to, and there's nothing you should hang on to. You shouldn't hang on to, say, your own firm beliefs or your own opinions. And one should just try to be aware as possible as what is going on in your mind and your body, and to learn who you are as every experience comes up, and to get to know yourself much better. And, that's how I see this.
Good. Thank you so much, John. It's a very, very important for the body feeling, for the, what's it, constructor, or in the body, consciousness, mind, mental formation. Yeah, it's the same monkey. monkey mind. Monkey jump up, jump down. Come and go. Yeah. Mental formation. In Pali, sankhara, paramadukkha. Parama, it means high. Dukkha, it means suffering. But it's the mind, the pure of the mind. No suffering, non-suffering. The Buddha mind,
yes.
Empty mind. It's a good, non-suffering. Easy to understand. But somebody cannot understand inside for understanding outside. It's the same. We don't see the eye, no tongue and mouth, but we are having the mirror. Mirror is, wow, I see. I have the eye. Yeah, I have, but the same. we are having the mindfulness and be aware, see inside, oh, I have the happy, I have mindfulness in the emptiness, oh, yeah, I have, oh, I have already, good, yeah, it's that. No, from inside, vipassana, inside, seeing clearly, they really are, oh, good, yeah, I too, real happiness, real suffering, real unsuffering, the truth, the Four Noble Truths. Noble is a noble one too, noble for who see the clearly thing, see things clearly, become vipassana insight. Yeah.
Seeing clearly?
Oh yeah, seeing clearly. Oh, and become noble one. Noble.
Yeah.
The truth. Seeing the truth, it's oh the same thing. The Buddha, see the Dhamma, see the suffering, see the cause of suffering, see the way to end of suffering. Yeah, go practice, go concentrate, go pay attention. Okay, I cannot explain clearly because.
May I ask some questions?
Yeah, okay.
There is some of this that confuses me. When we talk about the body, there is the material body stuff.
Yeah, all right.
And then there is our perception or our experience of the body, feeling, sensation. I touch, I bow, I burn myself.
Yeah.
That. But when we talk about the first aggregate, the body is just stuff, just material.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then the second aggregate, when we talk about feeling, there is one feeling which is again, it's like I put my hand on the stove, I burn myself, sensation, I touch sensation. But there's another way we use in English the word feeling, which is anger, sadness, joy. So is it tickling? Feeling, or is it happy feeling? Is it hurt, ouch, or is it sadness? What feeling is the second aggregate talking about? Sensation or emotion?
Yeah, emotion, mind too.
Emotion, sadness, happiness.
Together.
Okay.
Together. Feeling, mind, and remembering too, consciousness too, together.
And then the third aggregate is
perception.
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 What I see.
Yeah.
But I see a lot of light, color.
Yeah.
But my perception is also used as. Oh, that's a bird, it's a red bird, it's a cardinal. It's like recognizing what it is, it's perception. Oh, they're feeding. So it's like a mental process that comes in. It's a combination of see and understand.
Yeah, that's a feeling that I remember.
Okay.
Yeah, a bull. Color, beautiful.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's perception.
Yeah.
And then the fourth aggregate is mental formations.
Yeah, is thinking about.
Thinking.
Yeah.
Dreaming.
Yeah.
Planning.
Yes.
Okay. And the fourth and the fifth aggregate is consciousness of what is what, clearly seeing. Consciousness, awareness.
Yeah, in the cover, in the human being.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, somebody is broken, it's a stroke.
Right.
Stroke is the same Longpo Cha in Thailand.
Right.
He broken the brain.
Had a stroke.
Yeah, a stroke.
Uh-huh.
And he got
paralyzed.
He
don't know anything.
He doesn't know anything. No consciousness.
Yeah. He had consciousness.
Consciousness.
Having, but it the same as elliptic. What's it? It's a broken. Broken feel.
Uh-huh.
Feel broken. Oh, no electric. The same in
broken.
The broken brain. Broken. But the body is the body is what's it?
It's called paralyzed.
Paralyzed is that no moving, no talking, no seeing.
Yeah.
No hearing. Stop. Oh, Longpo Cha. 6 years.
6 years.
Yeah, before he passed away.
No consciousness.
Consciousness, having.
Having consciousness.
Yeah, but a little bit.
Yeah.
No come, no go. No talk, no eating. No go to red room, no. Yeah, a little bit. It's the same. Someone go to the meeting, meditating for the chana. Chana is mean deeper in the remember. Deeper that my feeling. Okay. Remember, and subconscious is gone. Stop. Stay only. He don't know anything. Yeah, stay only. He the same Longpo Cha. But someone can move the beating in, beating out. Oh, no beating. Oh, not so beating. Okay, yeah.
Longpo Cha had people taking care of him.
Yeah, and the Phumiphon too.
Oh yeah.
He take care him.
Oh yeah.
For the medicine, for the anything.
Oh yeah.
But it the five aggregate is the perfect. The perfect is same the noble one.
Mm-hmm.
Noble one is good. Noble is the holy.
Yeah.
Yes, the holy one is good.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes the body is not cannot perfect, but it the mind, wisdom and knowing everything perfect. Good. Just what's it? Let them go. Just five integrate. Go. The mind is
just let them be.
Yeah,
whatever they are.
And let them be. It's good.
Mm-hmm.
Cannot explain. If we are practicing it inside too, knowing clearly, oh, it's good, empty. Yeah. How about your palm?
Still
what are you thinking, Pong? no idea. That's okay. No idea. I saw that book. I study book. He believed in Buddhism too. Oh, it's good. He find the anatta. Anatta is non-self. He find anatta. He saw the something inside. But he cannot find the consciousness be after that. He don't know where to go.
Yeah.
But he believe in. I think. Therefore, I am. Oh, it's a perfect. I like it. I believe them too. Oh, it's good. I think I am Da. Yeah, I think I am a monk. I think I am from Thailand. I think I today in the USA. Mm-hmm. I think I know. I thinking. Yeah, it's a mental formation. The same I start he idea. His idea is good. Pure, good. Yeah. The Long Po Tien said, 100%, you know, anatta is a mean out of control.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, that's in anyone control. Anatta, oh, happy. I know you're happy. Oh, lighter. It's a good. Uh-huh. You cannot control it. What is it? Yeah, I. Mao, uh-huh. You cannot control. No, it. Nah, you can stay. No, out of control, anatta. But the body is a material body, same material. But the dead body only have material, the same. The dead body. Same thing. But a human being for moving, for thinking, for walking, for working, for learning, for memory, it's the perfect. It's a good. Can become number one. Long Po Tien said, everyone who be Arahant, don't stop suffering. But someone before die, 5 minutes before die, it's a good. Buddha Dasa said, too, Buddha Dasa. He's a high, very high of monk Thailand. In the world too. Yeah, it's a good. Die before die. Die before die. Okay, thank you for coming.
Thank you.
Good talking. That's not too clear. Forgive me.
I won't forgive you.
Yes. Forgiveness is really high in the mind, in the...
Let go.
Yeah. Forgiveness. Forgive someone. It's a good.